this. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to all of us speak tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that it, front row? Second row?
Hi, my name is Brian Scott. I'm married to Dana.
I thought so. You have the same mask.
We get that a lot. My folks, this property has been in my family for over 50 years. I have lived there for the majority of that, except when I went to college. We moved out there to live in the county, to have a nice place to raise our families. Most of my neighbors that are here, I've known all of my life. Alvin, Vera and Jerry, a lot of these folks, David Thomas, they've been here too our whole life. We love our safe neighborhood where we know everybody, where we know what's going on. We are very opposed. I want to go down. She wants to go down. We are very opposed to that. We do appreciate you listening to us tonight. And a lot of these folks have talked about safety. I work for MoDOT. We're all about safety at MoDOT. Guys, putting a road there, that is very unsafe. Not a good idea. So there will be accidents. And again, I want to live in the county. I don't want to get annexed into the city. I know we're talking about what if, but I don't want the city in my neighborhood. And I say, yes, my neighborhood, because I've been there a long time. I was there when it was a dirt road, and it wasn't even a county-owned road. We had to go in, like he said, with Jeeps. We did what we had to do. My parents did what they had to do with some of these folks that are here tonight to get the city to take over that road. We want to stay in the county. Please make that happen. Please do not let an outside source come in and put nightly rentals into our neighborhood. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Very good.
Next. Next row. Third row.
My name is Gerald Edson. I live at 285 Breckenridge Road. We've lived there for 41 years. And I can't add much to what they have said concerning the roadway. It just would not serve any additional traffic. It would have to be a major improvement on the road before that could happen. The one thing that I want to add that has not been addressed yet said that they will provide their own private water supply. We've lived there 41 years. When we first moved there, the water level was at 180 feet. It is now at 460 feet. Adding additional commercial wells in that area would further deteriorate the quality of water that is there. And I think that's about the limit of what I have to say. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else on the third row? Fourth row? Behind, next row up?
My name is Donald Howe. I live at 377 Whippoorwill Lane. I've lived there 29 years. I concur with everything I've heard here tonight, but I start out with a question. This property, is it in the Buena Vista subdivision?
Vista Park subdivision.
Huh?
Vista Park.
Vista Park, yeah. Is it in the subdivision?
I don't know. They're saying yes.
It's
I don't
part
know
of Vista
though.
Park. It's plot 33 of Vista Park.
Okay. I was under the understanding when I moved there that was to be residential only, no commercial. Have you all looked at the covenants for that subdivision? There are some.
We have, but that doesn't fall under our purview as the county.
It wouldn't have anything to do with the...
That would be a HOA or whoever oversees that subdivision.
Okay. All right. What I'm concerned about is if it's in the subdivision and this gets passed, then that opens up no telling what down the road. There are several lots in there that there's nothing built on. Those lots range all the way from 5 acres to 20 acres. 20 acres I do own. I don't want to get something started we can't stop. And if this thing flies through, no telling what somebody else could come up with and put commercially in a residential subdivision. That does not seem right to me. I agree wholly on the road structure there. If you have not been out there, go out and look at it. And the property has been told before, comes off of that road at an angle just about like that. It's almost impossible to get, I don't know how they're going to get down in there and get out, especially in bad weather. But what Dave Thomas said is right. That is especially dangerous section of the road. There's a school bus that runs that road too. So you all don't have anything to do with the fact that it's in a subdivision, whether it's legally or not, to put a commercial development in it?
We can be aware of that, but that doesn't really follow our development code in a final decision. We've had that come up several times, believe me.
Even though it may violate a subdivision regulation?
Correct.
Covenants and restrictions can only be enforced through circuit court. The sheriff's department, the prosecuting attorney, planning and zoning has no authority over covenants and restrictions. Only you have the ability to take someone to circuit court, and that's how they're enforced.
Okay.
And that's the only,
may
only
way.
May
come to that then.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they're enforced.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Same row or next row behind? Good evening.
So, my name is Winder Lyons. I live in Buena Vista, 432 Whippoorwill. We have almost 9.5 acres back there. I'm going to agree with everything that I've heard from all the residents. This is something we are definitely going to oppose legally if we have to. We're in the subdivision because we like having space, neighbors, 5-10 acres. We're not in for any sort of commercial development anywhere around us, especially with nightly rentals or the possibility of annexation by the city. We're not in it to be in the city. We're in it to be in the country, and we want to keep it that way. And we very much appreciate y'all's consideration for that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Same row, next row. Back. Hello.
Hello. John Rulon, 204 Breckenridge. And I live right there, but I own the 10 acres, I believe, west. So I'm adjoining
the property
development. Aside, and you know, I believe everything, I'm opposed. I believe everything my neighbor said, I concur with. I'm a developer, a home builder. I appreciate him wanting to bring money into the area. The thing that I look at when I'm looking at a development is it has to be a fit. It has to fit right with the area you're around. And the thing I will say about this, because they've said everything great tonight, but coming up the road, I come out every day. I live there. I've lived there for 7 years. And with the RV park, you have an older crowd, and they want to get out in the Ozarks, and they walk the roads in the mornings and the evenings, and it is dangerous. So, that you know, they get in the woods, they walk the woods. I would want to, right? You go to an area, you want to look around. And so we already have foot traffic on that road, and it's a skinny road, so it's dangerous. And that's what I'm worried about and I wouldn't blame them. Want to be out, you want to come down here for nightly rental, you want to stay in, and you want to go out walking. And that's a dangerous, dangerous area, but it has to be the right fit, and I just don't feel like it is.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, I think that's all the middle row. Do we have people towards the back or on the left side to speak?
I'm Gail Henshaw. I don't live in the area, but we do have some ground down there. I'd just like to summarize what I've heard so far. I think the last gentleman said it very well. It doesn't fit. You've got a piece of property here that is surrounded basically on four sides by residential. Why would you drop a piece of commercial operation in the middle of that? You've heard about the safety issues. The last thing I want to point out to you is you've heard the number of 6 units They're nightly rentals, but they went from one bedroom to two bedrooms. So they just doubled the number of traffic that's potentially there. And I wanted to point that out, that the number of bedrooms is what needs to be taken consideration and not just the number of buildings. So you're basically looking at a 12-unit hotel there without any on-site management. And you know what that can lead to. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Next.
My name is Doug Little. I live at 2048 Buena Vista. I'm at the very end of the road. The thing that I wanted to bring up is it's been mentioned that buses go down there. I drive a school bus for Branson. And that used to be my route when my kids were on it, because it could be. It's tight, you know, and we've passed cars going in and out of there. It can be a hazard, and that curve is not an easy curve to manage. So I'm opposed to this as well.
Okay, appreciate it. And last but not least, I believe we have...
Last and least. I'm going to keep it short. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. My name is Dennis Furking. I'm at 1082 Buena Vista Road, and I have 20 acres back in there. But it would be a Pandora's box. We have a paradise. We're proud of it. We don't want to lose it. They were all more eloquent than I was on the reason for that and the safety reasons. You know, say you allow this development, what's to keep me then from coming in here and say, well, I have 20 acres, so I could put 20 units on it. It's just going to change everything, and we don't want that change. So thank you for considerations. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, just make sure I got everyone, all right? Everyone had an opportunity to speak. Does the applicant want to come back up?
So I guess I'd like to kind of clear the water and address a few things that pretty much everything that they brought forward that I've thought about already. Now, I'm not coming in here as a pro developer, so there's lots of things and I'm always ears to learn. This right here, this whole property, and that gentleman might elaborate something that I don't know. When I was touring the property, there's no access to this property whatsoever. So 5.5 acres of ground for sale that everyone is basically saying no to any driveway whatsoever, even those opposing driveways across the road from where I was contemplating putting the entering and leaving spot. This portion, this corner right here, it follows that creek all the way through, is so steep that you can't walk it hardly anyway. So with the liability of how high these are going to be off the ground. So from my perspective, and I can't dictate what these landowners are going to do with their property. So I want to put as many trees between us and them so that if I drop $500,000 to $1 million on a cabin right in this portion and these people decide to expand, that it doesn't dictate that cabin's viewing space. So as far as talking about access to the road, if no agreeable access is there, then the ground is absolutely useless for residential use as well. As far as people loose footing through other people's property, the height of these cabins is going to be perimetered by a fence. They are going to have to purposely come off property onto someone else's property to even come here. There will be no access from here to there unless they want to take a 12 or 13 foot jump. So there is no fences in this area around the campground, which, by the way, we've stayed there several times, love the campground. And that's what contemplated us to this whole property, is we were actually staying at the campground seeing everything that was going on, which the campground is going to bring in, I don't know how many times much more traffic and vehicles than we are. So when we're talking about access, if there's no good access for one or two vehicles, there's no good access for residential either. and I don't know if you can deny access to this